Cody, first, thank you so much for this interview. Did you ever think in a million years you would be playing one of the most iconic cartoon characters of all time?
No, I didn't. It's pretty crazy. I always loved Scooby-Doo growing up as a kid, and I had all the movies, all the video games, all that stuff, and to come full circle and actually be Scooby is pretty cool.
Now, with this particular show that we're going to be seeing here in Toronto, I don't think I've ever seen or heard about Scooby-Doo being on stage. So what is this going to be exactly all about? Because I've gone to a lot of kids' shows. I've seen practically them all. But this is going to be very new for me.
Yeah, it's a stage musical. It's a musical. It's been adapted to the stage. So there's plenty of singing and dancing in it. It's written by some fantastic composers from Australia, and it's got the classic Scooby-Doo theme song, the Scooby-Dooby-Doo, all that stuff in there, and plenty of new songs that children, adults, everyone can relate to and stuff, so it's great for the whole family.
So what's the story about, though?
The story is the Mystery Inc. gang has received a letter from an anonymous writer asking them to come investigate the mystery of the theater ghost that is haunting the local theater, which should be the Sony Center in Toronto. So each venue we go to, we change the dialogue to make it specific to the city that we're in.
So how interactive will it be with the folks in the audience? Do we get to help solve the mystery?
Yes, there's tons of audience interaction. Shaggy, Scooby, Velma, Fred, Daphne, all of them, they directly interact with the audience, ask for help, will be in and out of the audience, so you get to high fives and all that, all kinds of great stuff.
And if we're talking about mystery and ghosts and monsters and stuff, there's got to be some great special effects.
Yeah. We've got an excellent crew. The sound and lighting is just spectacular for the show, and It's a great spectacle as well as entertainment.
Now, for you, though, because you're playing such an iconic character, Scooby-Doo, like, how do you approach this?
Yeah, well, definitely do your research because there's a certain level that people will expect from you. So you have to know exactly what the people want to give them. But I also, since it is a live show and it's not a cartoon, you can't exactly be a cartoon on stage, but I mix realistic theatricality with what I know from the cartoon and bring a fresh new Scooby into the world.
Cannot wait for that. By the way, if I was talking to Scooby, what would Scooby say to the Toronto fans?
Scooby would say, be sure to come on down and see us this weekend, Friday and Saturday. One show on Friday, three shows on Saturday. And be sure to bring some Scooby snacks for Scooby as well.
Fantastic. My friend, thank you so much. Oh, website, where do we go to see, figure everything out for tickets and stuff?
Yes, ScoobyDooLive.com. And there's plenty of tickets left and all that, so check it out and come see us.
Fantastic. Cody, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.